Now it's time for Teacher Talk, James's thoughts and insights into teaching international students.
Now, if you're a regular listener to the James Rice Show, you know that I love movies. I love film. And because of that passion, I love to bring it into the classroom. And so I love having students using movies and using film or making movies, making short little films as part of my class. That's just my bias, okay? That's what I love to do. So the most common way that I see movies being used in the classroom is having the entire class sit and watch a video, then discuss about it, or there's maybe a written activity after watching the video. But you know, what else can we do? What else can we do as teachers? I mean, I love video, and I highly, highly recommend that all schools get a green screen. And you can get a setup, a green screen setup, for less than $200. And because many phones and tablets have these built-in movie editing programs, such as iMovie in the iPad or on the iPhone. There's actually green screen stuff that you can use. There's little parts of the of that application that allow you to insert the green screen. There's also an amazing app for green screen, and it's called DoInk, D-O-I-N-K. And it just brings your green screen projects to life. And maybe I'll have to talk about that a little bit later, how to use the green screen, maybe in another episode. But today, I just want to talk a little bit about using video in the ESL classroom. Now, if you are looking, one of the issues is sometimes finding movie clips. Like, where am I going to find short clips to use? And of course, YouTube is possible. That's always a good resource. But here are some other websites where you could find some clips of conversations that's happening from videos. So one is called film-english.com. It's kind of a cool site. And real-english.com. So those websites have some clips that you can use, but you can also use from your own favorite movies. I love to use clips from movies that I enjoy, because as a teacher, that's a great way for my passion to come across to the students. Now, I want to give you some ideas that I've used in the classroom with video and film. So maybe you guys can try it with your class. First one, it's called Back to the Screen. So you pick a short clip from a movie and then divide the class into pairs, with one group facing the TV and the other with their back to it. Now, you can really do this well with iPads and iPhones and YouTube clips, even, or clips from one of these websites, so that everyone has a different clip to watch rather than having everyone watch the clip. And in the old days, we used to have everyone watch the same clip because we only had one TV. But now you have your own phones and iPads that the students bring in, and you can actually use them in the class. You know, but I digress. I digress. That's a whole other issue. You know how much I hate it when they ban those devices from the classroom. So if you have every student has their own iPad or their iPhone watching their own clips, that's really cool. So you have the clip and you turn off the sound. All right. So the sound is off and you play the movie. So the person who can see the screen tells the other person what is happening. Then after a minute or a few minutes, you know, you switch places and the other student continues what is happening. And then at the end of that, everyone watches the clip, you know, together, and they share and discuss. So that's kind of a fun way that you can use the film in the class. And the kind of, you can also develop this as like imagining what the dialogue they might be saying, you know, what the people are talking about in the scene. And they have to share that with their partner, which is kind of fun. Another activity I like to call is Act It Out. Act It Out. And I love this for pronunciation class. So in the past, I found a script for a scene. a scene from a movie. A short scene, can be a couple of minutes. And I get the students to act it out first. All right, so they just have the script on the page and they act it out. And it's, you know, it's their acting is and their reading is just based on the script. And hopefully they've never seen the film. So try to find films, you know, a little bit in the past that maybe aren't so popular. And then we watch the scene. So they see how the actors do it. Then the students must act it out, not necessarily physically acting, but with their voice. So they have to practice the same pronunciation and the same intonation as the characters. And then we can discuss that tonal aspect, what's different. And it's really a great way to work on pronunciation, but it helps them to understand intonation, rhythm, and blending. Okay, those words, and they can see it naturally, how it's used, and they can compare. And even if you can video them before when they're reading the script and then video them after, they could actually see the difference. And if they don't want to be on video, you could just have them record it on their phone as well. They don't have to always be on camera if they're a bit shy. So a couple of favorite speeches I like that are on YouTube. One is, you know, the one from Jack Nicholson. That one just popped into my head. A Few Good Men. That's a great one. That's just a solo one. But Jack Black's speech from School of Rock is also good. Patch Adams is good. Anything from When Harry Met Sally. I mean, that's a great male-female kind of discussion. And so trying to find some of those movies that are a little bit older, you know, a little bit maybe not as familiar to the students is great. Another one that is, this one's from One Stop English, which it's a good little website. They call it Video Dictogloss, and I've attached this lesson plan to the website, www.thejamesricehow.com, because it's quite interesting. I do like it. And the students in this exercise, so students watch the scene a few times and they write down kind of the main words and the phrases that each character says, or a specific character says. And you could have each group given one character and they have to listen to kind of that character. So it works best if there are kind of two characters in the scene. And working with someone from a different group, they then write the script for the scene, incorporating both characters. And as they will not have managed to write down the whole script from the listening exercise, they'll have to use their imagination to try to kind of fill in the gaps. So this is a great exercise to kind of work on grammar. And the one-stop English lesson is based on a film called As Good As It Gets. So it's good. It's a good lesson plan. It's good for higher levels. It kind of shakes things up a bit. It gives them something a little different to do. And it's a good practice with food vocabulary. So there's a lot of kind of restaurant vocabulary in there that's kind of interesting. So check that out on the website on this episode, which is episode 41. You'll be able to find that lesson plan on www.thejamesricehow.com. Now, another amazing exercise that you can use film and video for is, you know what, just create your own reality show. Yes, I have done this. I have created a reality show, and it is a great project over, you know, a semester where you have the students for several months or several weeks for them to work on creating, writing, acting, directing their own reality show. Yeah. Now, be warned, it is time consuming in the class. It does take a lot of time, but it is really incredibly rewarding. And we were doing it, we did three episodes. We did three episodes over 8 weeks, and the entire school couldn't wait for more, but it was exhausting, I can tell you. It was really tough. But we did three episodes, and they were 40, I think they were 40 minutes, 30, 40 minutes. They were long episodes. I'm going to try to dig them up and post them on the website under this same episode 41. And the quality was good. I mean, the quality was pretty good, I got to say. And I think we may have gotten into it too much as a class because we were focused a lot on the quality more than, you know, the content and everything. But we were really focused on the quality. So it was a lot of work. But if you have time to do that, it was one of the best things that I've ever done in a class was creating this reality show. And we had different people. We had actors, of course. We had directors. We had people who worked on music. And sound effects, and they got into location shooting. So they went out on the street and did location shots in movie theaters, in restaurants. It was really something. So now, if you don't have time to do a whole reality show over several weeks, you could try getting the students to do a movie trailer explaining the reality show. And we've done this as well in my classes where, you get the students to create a reality show and they explain it to the class, but then they need to put that reality show as an advertisement into a 30-second or 60-second commercial. And it's very, very tough. And it challenges students to be concise with their language. Yeah, very tricky. So, and there's some great sites out there that help students to create movie trailers. And if you're familiar with iMovie, they have a whole trailer section where it can look pretty professional, but they need to be concise with their language. So doing a movie trailer is a great, great exercise. And it's not as daunting as doing an entire reality show for students. So there you have it. A few good ideas here from the James Rice Show to bring in video or to use video in your classroom.
Have you downloaded the Study It ESL textbooks yet for your classroom? The Study It textbooks are the first ever digital and interactive textbooks. Once downloaded, Wi-Fi is no longer required. Each book contains video and audio exercises, detailed grammar keynotes, reading and writing assignments, and amazing speaking projects. Grammar, conversation, pronunciation, business English, and listening textbooks are available. Visit www.studyitbooks.com for more information.